You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are all here to talk about ArtFest 2020. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, hello. All right, so we've got in the studio Shona Osterhout, Heather Ridgway, and then ArtFest artist Mariana Bell and Celia Wheeler. Welcome, everybody. Shona and Heather, why don't you tell me a little bit about what ArtFest is, for those who don't know, like me.
Well, we were just talking about how ArtFest is like Music Fest, but it's for visual art.
And I don't know what Music Fest is either, so tell me more.
It's a wonderful opportunity for high school students from Yakutat to Metlakatla to get together, take workshops, perform together, create together, and with ArtFest, it culminates in a big art show where everyone gets to see the work that the kids have created over the course of 3.5 days.
Okay. So when does everything get started?
April 21st, the ferry arrives midnight that morning. So, yeah, hopefully. Because the kids usually do travel by ferry. It's a lot more money if they have to come by airplane.
Okay.
A lot more fundraising happens then. But they'll arrive, and it's based on a format that was designed by Wrangell art teacher Kurt Garbisch. He thought, you know, I'm a great ceramics artist, but my kids don't get any real painting skills from me, and there's a lot of other things going on in Southeast Alaska. Let's get all the art teachers together. Every art teacher will teach a workshop. They'll bring their 10 favorite art students, their 10 best performers, and the kids have to take 2 workshops, and those workshops are 15 hours each.
Mm.
So in 3.5 days, the kids are in 30 hours worth of workshops.
Wow.
And
that's a
they
lot.
Produce something in the workshops to show for their 15 hours of study under one teacher and their 15 hours of study under another teacher. Hopefully it's all mixed up. They don't have their same teacher they came in with. And as a teacher, I would get to take a workshop and teach a workshop.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. I want to speak to the two ArtFest alums here, Mariana and Celia. You've both participated in ArtFest before, and you may participate again this year. Tell me a little bit about your experiences.
So what's cool about ArtFest is that there's a bunch of different workshops to choose from, and you get to try something new when you are participating in ArtFest. I got to carve out a wooden spoon made of alder wood, and that was something I've never done before. So it was really fun to try something new.
Was that the only project that you worked on that week?
No, I also, during that ArtFest year, I was working on making octopus bake, too, which is also something I've never done before. So
say that again?
An octopus bag.
Oh, a bag?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, those two workshops you mentioned are both from Kloak. Ava Rowan teaches beading and octopus bag creations, and her father, John Rowan, who's a very well-known carver, teaches the alder spoon carving workshop. And Mari was one of the students who had enough time after she made her spoon to get to even paint some form line design on it, which was really cool.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And then you put it in the final exhibition?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Both of them? Both projects?
Yeah.
That's really cool. And how was it that whole week while you were in those workshops?
It was really fun, and it was pretty chill, and those 3 hours go by really fast for each work session. I just had a really good time. Yeah.
Thank you. Celia, tell me about your experience at ArtFest.
Like Mari said, I think it's really fun to try something new there, and just like a small bit of a different skill that you don't usually do. So last year, I went for the first time as a freshman, and I got to take a blacksmithing class in a local artist studio in Haines, and then a watercolor class. And neither of those are things that I do on a regular basis. I like doing like pottery and other like 3D forms of art. So that was interesting because I was really excited about the blacksmithing class, but not so much about watercolor, but both were actually quite good. Yeah.
Yeah. And how did your final projects turn out?
They were good. I made some spoons and I did some paintings in watercolor and like experimented in there. But yeah, another aspect about ArtFest that's really cool is that you're with artists from all over Alaska instead of just like Juneau, and so you're going to meet all these new people and like bond over your shared art experiences, which is really cool.
That's excellent. So did you both make some new friends?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about how a student can get involved if they are thinking about enrolling in ArtFest 2020.
Well, we've been working on ArtFest all year, so these two are part of my art club, and we meet every Monday at lunch and talk about how we can support ArtFest. There were several workshops offered in the fall that were fundraisers where we helped students from the elementary level make really cool projects. We had a lantern making session once. We did some acrylic painting. It was a lot of fun. But those are over, and now we're into welcoming our guest artists and the incoming students. We expect to have about 100 students come from Metlakatla to Yakutat. We also expect to have maybe 15, 20 students from Thunder Mountain and from Juno Douglas High School participate. So we need to offer enough workshops that there are no more than 10 to 12 kids in a workshop. Mm-hmm. That means we need to have 30 workshops.
Wow.
So I need 30 artist volunteers. We hope to offer an honorarium, but, you know, some artists need more in supplies than others. And when it all shakes out, we'll take the money we have and try to thank people with honorariums. But generally speaking, it's a labor of love. There's no way we can repay the effort that goes into making these amazing 15-hour workshops for these kids.
So do you have some artists signed up already?
Yep.
How many more do you need?
Well, I keep vacillating. I think I have 28, and then I only have 20, and then I think I have 30, and then I have 27. So we could always use 3 or 4 more just in case.
Right, right.
And if we have more artists, then we have a few smaller workshops. That's great.
How do folks sign up to volunteer? And do you need volunteers who are not artists to help out with this
event as
well?
Absolutely. We need volunteers for everything. We're still working on how we're going to house the kids when they come. We're kind of short on gym floor space and classroom space for them to crash on. Mm-hmm. The artists that are coming to town, we have several, like Kathy Hawker's coming to town. John Harris is coming from Fairbanks to do jewelry with a twist again, which is nice. They are going to need hotel rooms or, you know, housing, transportation, and then everybody's going to need to be fed while they're here. Things happen pretty fast once the schedule's underway. You'll notice I put a schedule in front of you from our orientation on the 21st where we greet everyone on Tuesday night. We need help with that event, and then we'll have classes. Our morning meetings every day are accompanied by breakfast, and Dawson Construction is kindly offered the use of some property, hopefully, where we'll be able to have breakfast and our morning meetings and start our classes all in one place within walking distance of the school. So, it's really shaping up to be an exciting event. And we need all the volunteers we can get.
Well, how can folks sign up?
Okay. So I don't spell my name with an E in it. RIDGWAY. Heather Ridgway at junoschools.com or .org. Oh. Hold on a second. Let me redo that. Heather.Ridgway at junoschools.org. That's one way to reach me. 523-1547. Leave a message with your contact information.
And this is Shona Osterhout, and I'm actually coordinating volunteers and all the hospitality. So, like, I need people to help me cook and bring food in and raise money and do all that kind of beautiful stuff. 150 people is actually quite a lot, so we need lots of support. So I'm going to give my cell phone number out, too. Shoot me a text, and, yeah, let's get some stuff started because there's a lot of kids that really benefit so wonderfully from this program and a lot of amazing artists that we want to show Juno a really good time. My phone number is 957-0049. Again, that's 957-0049. Contact me directly and we can get you all involved.
All right. Is there anywhere online where folks can get more information?
That's a good question.
Okay.
Not exactly. No, pretty much
right.
Just contact
just
me through the school.
Just going to have to know what's up. Back to the students. One last question for you guys. It looks like these kind of take place all day. Do you get out of school if you're doing Art Fest?
Yeah, you miss about like a week of school almost.
Yeah? So
yeah,
was that an advantage or a disadvantage to participating?
I'd say both because you get behind, but at the same time you get ahead in so many other things.
So it's probably worth it.
Yeah.
It's also a Region 5 Alaska Student Activities Association supported event. So kids are required to be on track to graduate.
Gotcha. All right. Anything else that folks need to know about ArtFest 2020 or anything in particular that you guys would like to share for any students who are thinking about enrolling?
Just if you really enjoy art and you want to try something new, or want to have a really awesome art experience, definitely sign up for Art Fest. It's going to be a great year.
What kind of art do you usually make? You said you wanted to try something new.
Yeah, I usually just draw with pencil or ink, or draw digitally. But yeah, I don't do many other mediums.
So this is a chance to try something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Celia?
I usually do like ceramics or pottery and sculpture, but this year I'm hoping to take a glass class if they're available.
And what would you say to a student who's thinking about enrolling?
I'd say to definitely do it and try to join your art club, because I think that's like a good requirement before attending Art Fest, because then you're helping with the Art Fest because we're planning it this year. So
yeah,
join our club.
Good advice. Thunder Mountain. Angeline Bowden has a team with that school. So we're the Juno Douglas High School Art Club team, mm-hmm. and Angeline Bowden has one over at Thunder Mountain. So if a student over there wanted to join, they could go see her.
All right. Any last words of wisdom from you two? All right. Thank you both for being here today, and lots of luck with Art Fest. It sounds like a ton of fun.
Thank you.